All right, we got Kevin on the phone here. Kevin Swanson from the DNR, wildlife biologist and bear specialist. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's fine.
Excellent. Kevin joining us here on the Outdoor Show to talk about several things, including bears right now, because you're smack dab in the middle of your two-year management cycle and dealing with all of these different variables and organizations, and you got the bear forum. So remind folks about how this cycle works, first of all.
Well, sure, Adam, and thanks for having me. First of all, I meet with all of our biologists that work in Bear Range and our region supervisors in the upper and lower peninsulas, basically to look at the data, to look at our new estimate of bear abundance in the northern lower region and the upper peninsula region, and then we've got to make recommendations for harvest for the 2017-18 season. So the first part of that is meeting with the biologists, and then we come up with a preliminary recommendation, which is not easy to do. It's a difficult decision because there's many different things we need to look at, as well as the social impacts. So then what I do is I bring that potential recommendation to the Bear Forum, which will be done next weekend on Saturday, December 17th. And there's many different organizations on that Bear Forum. And we've let most of those individuals know that we're looking at potentially a slight increase in the upper peninsula and a more pronounced increase in harvest in the northern lower peninsula. And if you remember, we pushed for the quotas and associated harvest down beginning in 2012. The population has recovered. It's doing very well, and we believe we can bring harvest up a bit now. We want to do that cautiously, supported by data, and we believe it is, but there'll be pushback on that because some organizations want a lower harvest and some want a higher harvest than we have right now. So it's always difficult, but we have to make the best recommendation to the NRC that we can based on sound science and public input.
Well, give us a ballpark. How many different organizations that are pushing and pulling, trying to get you to decide the right management plan at this point? How many different variables are you dealing with?
Well, there's a lot of variables because we have so many stakeholders that are so passionate about bear and bear management in Michigan, which is great, really. I mean, it's exciting and very refreshing to see so many people involved. But when you have that many people and groups involved, and there's over a dozen organizations, including the U.S. Forest Service, Michigan Bear Hunters, UP Bear Houndsmen, I could go on, Michigan Bow Hunters Association, but they have different views about where we should go. So there's always some contention. And there's always a difference in interpretation of the data by some. You have some that believe we should be shooting a lot more bear. Upper Peninsula Sportsmen's Alliance, I think, is generally in favor of an increase in harvest in the UP, whereas other organizations may not be. So I'm going to present all that data to support our preliminary recommendation at the Bear Forum meeting, and hopefully I can convince everyone that this is the direction that we should go, and then we would provide that recommendation to the NRC, and then they would make the final decision.
We'll continue with wildlife management specialist for black bears in the state of Michigan, Kevin Swanson from the DNR, and ask him about final numbers from this year's bear season and get into specific recommendations for individual BMUs. So stay tuned for details on that coming up later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.